Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis tells us, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosha Yomim Lifnehem, Ushlosha Yomim Lachareihem Aser. So yesterday we said that one is not allowed to do certain types of business with idolaters 3 days before their festivals, because they will go and thank their idols on the festival for their windfall or for the deal that they made, etc. So now Rabbi Yishmael comes along and he says, not only 3 days before, but even 3 days after, you're not allowed to do such dealings with them. So the Chachamim say, V'chachamim omrim, lifnei edehem aser, la'achar edehen mutar. So the sages say what we said in the first place, which is 3 days before the festival is not allowed, but 3 days after the festival, that's not a problem. You'll go ahead and do that, not a problem. Let's look in the Barton Oro. La'achar dehen mutar, after the festival it's permitted. V'chein halacha, and this is the halacha. U'begala she'ein anu yecholim lahamid atzmenu melisa velitein imahem. And nowadays, in exile, where we can't avoid doing business with them, she'igah parnasasenu mehem, because most of our livelihood comes from doing business with them, v'od mishum yira, and also we're kind of afraid. How would it be if you had a store and idolaters come in and you say, sorry, not going to do business with you? Enu aser el yom edam dolvad. Only the day of the holiday itself is it forbidden to do such business dealings with them. V'ha'idna, and nowadays, nahug alma heter afilu b'chol yom edam. Nowadays, the world treats even the day of the holiday itself leniently. Mishum dekim lehu lerabanan begavaihu delo az leumodu. Because the rabbis have established that currently the nature is not for them to go and praise their idols at the festival because of this business deal. The kohani de isare bezu hamasechta mare ba'ov de elilim ve'avod azara mamash. Because all the laws that we're talking about, things that are prohibited in this tractate, are only for real idolaters. And the non-Jews we know don't bow down to idols and thank them for their good business dealings, etc. So the nature of our neighbors has changed, and the laws that we were discussing when we were living next door to actual idolaters is not the same when our neighbors happen to be non-Jewish. Mishnah Gimel, Ve'elu edehin shel goyim. Now these are the non-Jewish festivals regarding which they said we're not allowed to do business 3 days before. Kalenda, what's Kalenda? We'll look in the Barton Oro. Shmoni yamim achar tkufas teves, so that's 8 days after the winter solstice. The next one is Usat Nura, Saturnalia. And again, let's look in the Barton Oro. Shmoni yamim kodim hatkufa, that's 8 days before the solstice. And then he goes on to explain the reason for this holiday. Lefi shara Adam harishon, yom shehaya mismat v'holech. Because Adam, the first man, saw that the days were getting shorter. Amar oili, sheva b'shvil shesarachti, chozer ha'olam l'tohu v'vohu. He says, oh, woe is me, perhaps because I sinned, I rebelled against God when I ate the fruit that he said not to eat, now the world is returning to its primordial state. Amad v'yeshev shmoni yamim b'tainis u'b'tfila. So he got up and he sat in prayer and in fasting for 8 days. Kivan shenafla hatakufa v'ra yom shemarech v'holech. And once the solstice came and he saw that the days were getting longer, Amar min hagosha olamhu, he realized that it was just the nature of the world. Amad v'asa ches yamim tovim. So he got up and he made an 8-day festival. L'shana acheres, asan la'elu v'elu yamim tovim. And the following year he made both occasions into holidays. Hu kivam l'shamayim, and he dedicated them to God. V'hem kavuim la'avodah zarah. But the nations of the world dedicated these holidays to their idols. So back in the Mishnah, Ukratesim, Empire Day, Bartnero explains, Yom Tafisas Bo Malchus V'Kavum Yom Eid. So that's the day that the empire was formed, and they established it as a holiday. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'Yom Gnusya Shamalachim, Coronation Day. Partnero explains, Yom Shamamidim Bo Melech, that's the day that the king was set on the throne. Back in the Mishnah, V'Yom Haleda, his birthday. Partnero, Yom Shenolad Bohamelech, the day that the king was born. And back in the Mishnah, V'yom Misa, and the day of his death. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim Omrim, but the sages say, Kol Misa Sheyesh Bo Sreifa, any death that involves burning, yesh bo avodah zarah, that has the aspect of idolatry. V'she'ein bo sreifa, but if it doesn't involve burning, ein bo avodah zarah, then it's not idolatrous. Again, let's look in the Bar Neuro, sreifa, burning, shesarfu alav, kli tashmisho, kederech shesarfim, al hamalachim. So it's the burn his utensils, his items, his implements, like they do for kings. So if he's such a person that this is done for him, then the holiday is idolatrous. Yesh bo avodah zarah, that it has an aspect of idolatry. Klomar oso hayom yesh lahem eid l'avodah zarah. It means to say that on that day, they make a holiday for their idol. V'chein mishana l'shana kol yimei beno. And that would last every year for the reign of his son. V'chol hanach d'chashvinan ad hashta, chashivei lehu v'asurim shlosha yomim lefnehem. And all the holidays that we've mentioned up till now are important, and those are the holidays on which you can't do business dealings for 3 days. Aval yom tiglacha zikno, but the day he cuts his beard, which we're about to see in the Mishnah, she'eno zman hakavu l'rabim, which is not a set day for everyone, ela kol echad kishemegalach ose yom eid, but rather each one, when he shaves his beard, would make the holiday. So all the ones we've mentioned up till now are the major holidays. Now we're going to talk about the individual holidays. So back in the Mishnah, aval yom tiglacha zikano, but the day that he shaves his beard, ublo riso, and this shock of hair that he would grow, yom sha'alabo min hayam, the day that he returns from the sea, v'yom sha'yasebo mi beis ha'asurim, and the day that he's released from prison, v'goy sha'asa mishta levno, and the day that a non-Jew makes banquets for his son's wedding, eno aser ela oso hayom v'oso ha'ish belvad. It's only forbidden to do business with that individual on that particular day. These are not major holidays, they're just private individual feasts. Finishing up in the Bar Neuro, ublo riso, his shock of hair, sheminiach bloris me'acharav kol hashana kulo ve'enu megalcha ela mishana l'shana. So he has this shock of hair that he would grow behind him, and he would only cut it once a year. V'yom shem megalcha osa yom eid, and the day that he has it cut, he makes a holiday. V'yom sha'ala min hayam, the day he returns from the sea, umakriv zvachim l'avodah zarah al shenitzul. And he offers sacrifices to his idol because he was saved. And all of these occasions are only prohibited on that day, not days leading up to it, because they are not that important. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Dalet and Hey.